on the line with us, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Always appreciate your time, for sure. You're obviously very busy. It's been a busy bunch of months here dealing with this pandemic. And let's first talk about these numbers that we're seeing across the state. The numbers are looking real good, aren't they? Once again, below 0.7% yesterday in terms of the infection rate.
Sure are. And I think it's a very positive development that statewide that people have been able to work to socially distance, to not engage in high-risk activities, and to wear their masks. That difference is apparent, but we're still having a problem in Western New York, particularly in the city of Buffalo, and that's why we're so focused on getting rapid testing out.
You're from this region. You know this region obviously very well, but you've been all over the state. You've been traveling everywhere. Is there a sense of something missing here in Western New York that we're just not putting our fingers on right now?
You know, that's what is the beauty of these rapid tests. We never had this tool available to us before. You literally can test someone and get the answer back on whether they're negative or positive in 15 minutes. What that allows you to do is immediately deploy the contact tracers to start asking questions. You know, where have you been? Who have you been with? Have you traveled outside the area? You know, so we know there's some areas of our city where we deployed the testing sites, the east side of Buffalo, the west side, the Riverside area, and we're going to find out why there are spikes in those areas and what the cause is, so we can really wrap our arms around it and suppress it. That's the first step. So we don't have an answer just yet to that question as to why Western New York. We know that we had maintained a very, respectable rate. I would say it was about 1%, slightly higher most of the summer, which was really good. Most of the state was in that same range as well. But something has occurred more recently, and we just don't have our fingers on it today, but I guarantee we'll have very shortly, because the test results from this weekend are being analyzed, figure out what the zip codes are and what the common denominator it may or may not be. Is this community spread, which is of concern, or is it an identifiable source? It was a family party. It was a religious gathering. It was, some ceremony that we weren't aware of, some gathering of people, whether it was college students or students living in another area. These are all the questions that will be answered very soon, and that's why we're so glad the governor, was able to see what happened quickly. We work closely with our control room to identify 8 testing sites that have been up and running since the morning on Saturday.
Are you hopeful, then, that within a certain amount of time, a week, 10 days, whatever the case may be, that there will be a greater understanding and really have a grasp on this problem locally?
Oh, yes, even less time than that.
Okay.
And the contact tracers start immediately. That's when we first identified that as being an important resource for us. We'll bring in as many contact tracers as necessary, working very closely with our local public health authorities, particularly in Erie County. But we have test sites in Niagara Falls, in Lockport, West Seneca, Williamsville, Dunkirk, and 3 in the city of Buffalo. So those various counties are working hand in hand with us. We're working closely with our elected officials, and we really give them a lot of credit. And I also want to thank CLIDA and ECMC and Catholic Health for stepping up and helping, as well as students from the University of Buffalo Medical School, the Jacobs School of Medicine. I mean, they're getting hands-on experience while helping. So we really have an army of individuals ready to assess this so we can answer the very question you asked. What's going on here? What can we do to control it? Is this temporary? Is this a sign of a longer-term problem? But also we keep an eye on the rates of, not just the rates of infection, but hospitalization. And that's often a lagging indicator. Maybe another week or 2 weeks we'll see more people in the hospital, but perhaps not. I mean, these could be people that test positive but will never really manifest the symptoms severe enough to land them in a hospital. That's what always has been our concern, how many people would be hospitalized at the same time. And right now the number has been really fairly constant. So the people we're seeing as positive, at least right now, early on, are not ending up in hospitals, so we can keep them isolated, keep them from spreading it, and address their symptoms very early.
Well, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, I really appreciate the update this morning, and hopefully we'll have some further news later this week. We can check in again. Thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome, Jay. Bye-bye.